two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Hand.
My footsteps echo in the darkness, my teeth clench tight like a fist in the cold sharp mist. I look down and I hear my stomach growling, step to Burger King to attack it like a trout. I never pay for things that I could get by doing dirt, linger to the girl cashier and start to flirt. All up in her face and her breath was like murder, damn the things I do for a free hamburger.
Well, you got my number, you gonna call me tonight?
It depends, it's them burgers attached to a price. I'm just kidding, I'ma call, even write you love letters. Thanks for the burgers, hook me up with a Dr. Pepper.
That's cool, you want some ice?
Yeah, and some fries would be hella nice.
Damn, my manager is coming to pay off, okay?
I'm about to hit.
Good day and welcome to episode 26 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, our heroes, Ed Hocko, also known as Blark, and Chris Zeke Hand, wallow in the sensation that is known as nostalgia. Starting their evening off at Biftec Saint-Laurent, the legendary Montreal bar which neither of them has visited in a very long time, Blark orders a pint of Russe and Zeke gets a large black label. After rehashing the past again and again and again, Blork orders another pint of Russe and Zeke gets another large black label. They then go over the burger checklist in order to make sure that everyone understands the terminology. Biftec Saint-Laurent is located at 3702 Saint-Laurent. Their phone number is 514-844-6211, and it is open 7 days a week from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 o'clock in the morning. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Plork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
Three blocks trying to remember the name of the bar that is now the Second Cup.
Oh.
Balmoral.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Jeez, that's been a while.
And then Double Deuce.
Nostalgic, man.
This is going to be nostalgic night.
I can't remember the last time I was in here. It's got to be 3 years, 2 years. I feel like it's been a while since we've done one. I don't remember what we're supposed to do. Oh, yeah, eat.
Yes, have some beer, eat some burgers.
It is only Wednesday.
Yes.
But it seems like back in the day, that even on a Wednesday night at 6:30, this place would be at least half filled with seating ne'er-do-wells or, you know, wannadoo-wells or whatever. No? Is it just
I was working then.
Yeah.
And so I would think, no, it's there. My guess would be somewhere about 8 or 9 is when it would start picking up.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it was a little bit earlier than these days because the Canadians were not everything, so you could actually come here to watch the game or catch the second or third period.
Well, I mean, I've never been a regular, you know. But come to think of it, I think I've only been here later at night.
No, I know.
Times I have come,
I've been a regular here. They're my sister's best friend, which one used to work here. I know staff from, I was counting 22, 25 years ago. But I can remember very distinctly one night coming here where I was flat broke.
Right.
And I knew Kara. And I knew that I had tipped her very well for a very long time. So I said, Kara, can I borrow $20? I want to drink some beer. She said, no problem whatsoever.
Good. Well, it's something we said for, building up or being a regular, I guess. Yeah. Here's a crazy story. The first time I ever went here was so long ago. It was probably 1988.
Okay.
And I'd only been living here for about a year, and in my first year living here, although I only lived a couple of blocks from here, I didn't actually come over to Saint-Laurent. My whole orientation was looking the other way towards downtown and stuff like that. So I was pretty unknown in the neck of the woods, so I came over here one day with my then girlfriend, who was also, we had come here at the same time, so she was completely unfamiliar. And we're walking up the street, and for whatever reason, we had a little scratch in our pockets that day and thought we'd splurge, and we saw Biftec, so we thought we'd go for a steak. They actually had some chairs out front there, I think, at the time on the sidewalk. We sat down and we asked them for a steak. And she just kind of gave us a funny look. But, the weirdest thing is, they produced a steak. I don't know how. Now I don't know how. At the time, it was like, okay.
Are you sure it's the same place?
Pretty sure. It was the Biftec. That's why, I don't know.
But there's, which one? There's a main discotheque, and then there's the main smoked meat place.
Yeah, but this is Biftec. It was Biftec selling around. Yes. So I said, oh, it's on selling around. It's called Biftec. This would be the place to get a steak. Like I say, I think what they didn't have steaks, but she was able to produce a steak sandwich. And what I wouldn't be surprised if they did was ran up the street, got a steak sandwich, came down, sold it to us for a small markup, hoping to, you know, make up the inconvenience of beer sales.
That could be. It's also the sort of thing where, as long as the only food I've ever seen here is the popcorn.
Right.
So that they could get around the license and the laws here in Quebec. Yeah. But I can also see how... No. Yeah, somebody might have run up to get...
I don't know why they would bother, you know, unless maybe the girl was in a good mood that day. But, I mean, they spotted this as noobs right away. It's like, you know, these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But, you know, they were able to somehow to produce it. And, yeah, it was weird. It was the strangest thing. Because I don't think they have a kitchen here. Or they probably used to, hence the name. I mean...
No, but that's what I'm thinking in terms of... my guess is it at some point was potentially a sort of Portuguese grill place.
Yeah, it probably was like in the 70s or something.
But I don't think it's been... No, there I don't think it's been open since the 70s.
Oh, is that right?
I think it only opened in like the early 80s.
Okay. Well, this is late 80s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. Could have been, maybe not. I mean, you know, my memory is not so pristine. It could have been somewhere else, but... You know, what I remember is that was Biftec and I'm like, let's get a steak. And being very surprised, we said, oh, we're out of steaks. She didn't even say we don't sell steaks. She said, we're out of steaks. And I don't remember if I asked what else they had or if she offered the possibility of a steak sandwich. But there you go. I was going to say, after the burger, you got a quick walk home.
Yes.
Assuming you're still staying in your...
I'm still there, although it's also the sort of thing I'm realizing where after the burger, given what I've seen of the place, I could probably go to Elsa's.
There you go. So, how about those burgers?
How about those burgers? Well, how about one more beer and then head
in? Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, can you tell her that we'd like some more beer, please? First question.
Yeah.
What do you think of the checklist? Is there anything that you can, off the top of your head, see that is missing?
The idea that this is just stuff to talk about.
Yes, stuff to talk about. Nope.
No. It's just the whole thing, man. You get everything.
Yeah.
Swear words and everything. There you go. All right. Bureau location, loudness, research. This is location and loudness of the warm-up place.
Yeah, pre-roll.
Right.
What I call the pre-roll.
Anticipation, Additions, beef to bun ratio. Yeah, good condiments. Cooking method, crumble factor.
No, it's the sort of thing where it's like for Biftec, it's, it's almost explanatory.
I know.
Although you got to be of a certain age to understand.
Yeah.
And there it's with the burgers themselves. It's, I think I'm more concentrating on sort of things like the beef to bun ratio.
Yeah, that's good. That's important.
No, catchphrases.
Okay.
Sort of where condiments and additions, and it doesn't sort of like really enthuse me that much.
Right.
But crumble factor.
Right.
The grind.
You have to remind me what the crumble factor is again.
Crumble factor is dependent on the grind. How it is ground.
Okay.
And at which point does it crumble nicely, or
the actual patty itself,
or
right.
is it sort of just one sort
right.
of hunk
okay.
of like
yeah,
sort of mushiness?
Okay. The idea is that you want it to crumble reasonably well, but not too well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Crumbles too well, it has no structural integrity.
Okay. Exactly. Thank you.
Burger stability. That's like whether it falls apart or not.
Yeah.
That's important to me.
Where I will never have burger stability problem because I always just hold the burger until I eat it. You have tons of burger stability problems.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. Gushiness of the patty. How does gushiness relate to crumble factor?
Juiciness would be the other thing.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I'm saying I'm trying to come up with sort of like just catchphrases.
Yeah.
Gushiness of the patty obviously does not work as a catchphrase.
Yeah, it's because it's unclear whether gushy is a good thing or a bad thing. It sounds kind of bad.
You want some, you don't want too much.
All right.
And...
But the thing is, just when you hear it, it's a bit like squishiness or something. Do you want your burger to be squishy or not? You know, you can explain what it means, but I don't know if it'll catch on as a catchphrase.
No, exactly. That's why this is where we can take advantage of the fact that you are a professional writer.
Oh, there you go.
And see if we can't figure out some ways to make these a little bit more sort of... what would it be?
catchy.
More memorable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the short-term juicy is just, you know, because that's a functional word, and let's see if we can't come up with a better name for that as we go along.
Thank you for listening to episode 26 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko,
also known as Blurk,
and Chris Zeke Hands visit to the legendary Montreal bar Biftec Saint Laurent for beer before they cross the street to Buns. So don't touch that dial, screen, browser, or mouse, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume episode 27 of the Montreal Burger Report next week when Ed Hocko,
also known as Blurk,
and Chris Zekehand continue to wallow in nostalgia, especially once they realize that Biftec Saint Laurent is an extremely comfortable and cheap place to drink beer. Will they be sucked in by all the nostalgia? Will they ever make it across the street? How drunk are they going to be before they eat? Find the answers to these and other questions by listening to episode 27 of Ed Hocko,
also known as Blurk,
and Chris Zekehan's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekehan. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and the Coop for the music, and you for listening.